This is Sports Jam. I'm Doug Doyle. American Dream, a 3 million square foot retail, dining, and entertainment center in East Rutherford, New Jersey, has become a sought after sports venue. And one of the reasons why is my guest today on Sports Jam. Greg Schwartz is the Director of Public Relations for American Dream, someone who has nearly 20 years of experience in the sports industry and a winner of a New York Sports Emmy while working with the Knicks. And before that, a stint with public relations for the Jets. Yeah, he's been involved in New York sports for quite some time. Greg, great to have you on Sports Jam.
Appreciate it, and thanks for the intro, Doug. It's a pleasure to be on with you, and it's a pleasure to talk about American Dream and all that we have to offer.
Yeah, turning American Dream into this sports destination has really caught fire, including a Harlem Globetrotters residency in August, and much more to come. Of course, we have the World Cup coming in 2026 to the area. Tell us why the team there wanted to make American Dream a big-time sports venue.
So it's interesting. I mean, first of all, you know, a lot of people call us a mall, but we'll never say we're a mall. We're an entertainment retail center. We have over 200 retailers, 50 dining options, and 25 attractions, including a theme park, water park, ski slope, you name it. And then we have the rink, which is a great venue. The family that owns American Dream are big hockey players. They love hockey, big Edmonton Oilers fans. And we have this unique venue. It's an NHL-sized regulation rink with a glass dome ceiling. So when I started, we already had the USA Curling National Championships queued up for January, February this year. But a member of the family said, Greg, I want you to bring basketball here. Obviously, with my background at the Knicks, you know, I thought it was possible, thought it was a great idea, love the concept. And there's just so much momentum around the USA Curling National Championships that I brought out friends from the National Basketball Players Association, and they were looking for a place to host their high school national championships, the Throne. They came out and they fell in love with the venue. I mean, it's such a unique venue with that glass dome ceiling and just the intimacy of, you know, a couple thousand fans with three floors, second floor viewing, kind of like Hoosiers in, you know, watching middle school basketball in Indiana, and then the third floor with the food court. So it was just such a unique seating, and there's such a great vibe from curling that they fell in love with it. And then we were off to the races because just a lot of momentum off of those two events.
So I just had Keith Dawkins recently on Sports Jam, the head of the Harlem Globetrotters, and I know he's excited about this partnership. Tell us about the residency.
Yeah, so it's great. I mean, it's been great to work with Keith and the team there. Basically, they came out during the Throne, and, you know, the thing about the Harlem Globetrotters is usually they go to an arena, and they might be there for, you know, two games over 4 days or whatever. But the unique thing about our environment is that they could set up shop for 10 days. And we came up with the concept of the first ever sports residency, where the Globetrotters are going to be here from August 16th to 25th, 16 games over 10 days with a couple of doubleheaders on the weekend. And the game on the first Sunday, the 18th, is also going to be nationally televised. So it's a great way for, you know, for fans to engage with the Globetrotters, engage with American Dream, and get some unique VIP experiences, whether it's meeting players, the coaches, and working on getting some celebrities out as well for that TV game. So it should be a fun environment. I'm actually looking forward to it a ton, and we're in the planning stages. Looking forward to having everybody out for it.
With all your NBA experience, how heavily have they weighed on Greg Schwartz's opinion when it comes to getting this all worked out?
I mean, I love sports, obviously. I've got a background, you know, extensive background in it. It's always been a passion of mine. And, you know, when I left the Knicks, you know, I still wanted to be involved in sports, even though it may seem like I'm not, you know, working at an entertainment retail center. I was trying to figure out how to combine sports into my everyday. And, you know, we've done that. We've hit the ground running. I mean, you know, the USA Curling National Championships were fantastic. John Schuster, Olympic gold medalist, his team won. Jared Allen, who, you know, NFL legend, competed in that as well. So we had that vibe, and it was just a great energy throughout the center for that. And then the MBPA's The Throne, we had Dominique Wilkins' son competing. We had Carlos Boozer's two sons, Jason Richardson's sons, Master P's sons. It was a great basketball environment, and it was really fun. And now, you know, we had the Arena Bowl this past Friday, Albany against Billings, and ton of publicity around that. I mean, Sports Center showed the highlights, and Barstool picked it up, and CBS Sports Network called it a championship game like no other. And you know, we're out in the business of entertaining clients and consumers, and creating new events and new atmospheres, and we've been very successful with it. And now the Globetrotters are next. And that 10-day residency is going to bring a lot of great fun for our guests.
What's thrilling is that there's really no limit, as you see that the Metropolitan Riveters, now a defunct team, played hockey there at American Dream. So there's hockey, there's basketball, soccer coming up, and the different types of sports that can be displayed at American Dream is what's really exciting. So when you think about the average person who comes to the entertainment center and you know, goes into American Dream, do they have any idea, you know, the first time they go through, that there are so many things that are at their disposal, especially now with all these sports?
I'll be honest, there's always a wow factor. You know, like I traveled with the Knicks for 12 years, so I didn't have a lot of free time, as you can imagine, until the summer. And I had never been here until I started interviewing. And I remember the first time I came in, I'm like, wow. And every time we take someone on a tour, you still have that wow factor. I actually brought out Prince Amukamura, the former Giants player. He was looking to do something here. I took him on a tour, and he was planning on spending 25 minutes. I think we were here for 3 hours. I took him to the water park, the theme park. You just can't comprehend how magnificent the property is until you actually set your eyes on it. And, you know, as I said, we have a ski hill. We have a theme park. And it's not only a theme park. It's the biggest indoor theme park in North America, the biggest water park in the Western Hemisphere. Then we have miniature golf courses. We have all this shopping. You have the rink. We have the Hasbro game room. I mean, there's just endless things here. And, you know, with 500 events annually, we touch fashion shows and community events. And now we're really diving into sports. And you had mentioned, you know, we've obviously had these marquee events around curling, basketball, and football. But we've also had USA Fencing coming out for, we've had boxing matches. We've had conversations with professional fighting associations. We also have in our Dream Live area, we had the Yankees Pinstripe Pride autograph event with 60 current and former Yankees out here signing autographs. Saquon Barkley and CC Sabathia had their Christmas caravan here. Both athletes came out and hosted 150 kids in the theme park. So we're always finding ways to engage with celebrities and athletes and the community. And, you know, we don't leave any possibility out there. Right? We're a magical place, and whatever we can make happen, we're willing to make happen.
One spot I will not take part in is the ski hill. Because I was going to say, have you tried it?
No, I mean, I went skiing once back in the day at Mount Airy Lodge, and I'll never forget. I went down to Bunny. I was probably 10 years old. I went down the Bunny Hill. My ski fell off my foot, went in the air, and hit me on the shoulder. And I felt like I had a broken shoulder for 4 days. I'm like, I'm never doing this again. That was the last time I went skiing. Never again. Maybe down a snow tube. But it is impressive. I mean, that's really the wow moment. You know, we have a great viewing point where anyone can look through the glass and see the ski hill. And you're just always seeing people with their cameras out, mouths drop. They can't believe how unique it is. Sean White, who's a gold medalist, has gone snowboarding there. Lindsey Vonn has been there. Kim Kardashian. So it really is like the eighth wonder of the world, the ski slope in American Dream. It's so unique.
When did the sports bug catch Greg Schwartz?
Oh, at an early age. When I was 5 years old, and my mom and dad always tell a story. When I was 5 years old, 4 years old in preschool, they gave me the Marv Albert Award because all I did was talk about sports. So from a young age, I was destined to work in sports, and you know, I lived a dream. You know, I worked for MajorLeagueBaseball.com, ABCSportsRadio.com, and the Jets for a year, and worked my way up with the Knicks over 15 and a half years, from coordinator to manager to director to vice president, traveled with the team for 12 years. And, you know, there's a lot of sacrifice that goes into that job. You know, I have two little kids, and you miss a lot. So, you know, I'm excited about being here and still get to tickle my fancy of enjoying sports and bringing it to a different audience in a smaller, more intimate setting.
Yeah, speaking of keeping in touch with sports, as you notice, Earl Monroe's jersey hanging behind me here. Earl was one of my special guests on Sports Jam, and it took me back to when I was a kid. I told him how I used to play, they call it Nerf now, but it was Puff basketball at the time, right? And I was Earl Monroe, it was Walt Frazier. Dick Barnett's been on the show. I told him the same thing. I would go left-handed when it was time for Dick. Phil Jackson and the rest, Willis Reed, and Dave DeBuscher and Bill Bradley, the whole team. I could do everything, every kind of shot, right? So you never lose that. You've been a part of the Knicks for so long. That doesn't get out of your blood, does it?
No, I mean, sports is always in your DNA. And, you know, I grew up in New York, New Jersey area. So grew up a fan of the Knicks, the Rangers, the Giants, and the Mets. So when I worked for the Jets, it was a little bit challenging. But, you know, you don't tell them you're a fan of, and you become a fan of the team you work for. And the irony of that one season when I was with the Jets went 4-12 and the Giants won the Super Bowl, including the Giants beating the Jets at a Giant Stadium, that I sat through that game quietly, but kind of happy inside when Plaxico Burress, I think, had 3 touchdowns. So, you know, sports is a great, you know, great. I had a professor in college, as he said, sports is a microcosm of society. And, you know, American Dream is kind of that in a sense, too. I mean, it's an escape from society. You know, it's a place for people to be happy and just to get an escape from the day, and just whether it's going on a roller coaster or going down a water slide or watching the Globetrotters play and then having dinner here. You know, it's a great place. It's kind of like a city in itself. So, you know, it's great to bring sports here because everybody loves sports, you know, and we have that setting. So it's another way to provide entertainment to our clients.
You're kind of living the American dream at American Dream, because sports has been a big part of your life, and now you're making it a big part of where you work. So
absolutely.
Take us through your normal day, what it's like.
Yeah. Every day is different, I'll be honest. You know, I'm a PR department of one. So, I mean, you could be in the water park for 4 hours with News 12 New Jersey shooting a road trip segment. Constantly, you know, the great thing is, you know, we have a lot of interest from the media. So we have media reaching out to us. We have media that I'm pitching. But, you know, as I mentioned, we have 200 retailers, 50 dining options, and 26 attractions, all of which need attention. So I'm constantly out there trying to get publicity for the center, but also for our tenants and events that are going on. But it's fun. You know, no one day is the same. And you know, for me, the funny part is, you know, I have a 4-year-old son. He's about to be 5, and he could probably care less that I worked for the New York Knicks. He loves this place. He comes here, and he goes to Nickelodeon Universe, and he meets the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and Paw Patrol, and then he goes to the game room powered by Hasbro, and he's playing laser tag, and then he has some ice cream, and he goes ice skating. He thinks this is the greatest place on the face of the earth. So, I mean, that's the fun part for me. You know, like even when I was at the Knicks, I got a lot of enjoyment working with the Garden of Dreams Foundation and putting smiles on underprivileged children's faces. And you see that every day here. There's a smile on kids' faces, and there's nothing better, you know, especially being a father, just seeing the impact we have on kids and branding up days for families and giving them a place to kind of congregate and have a sense of community. It is a special place. And as you said, the American dream.
4 to 5, that's, to me, that's one of the best ages, you know, for the kids. They still need you, but they're starting their own personality.
Oh, 100%.
And you know, these conversations that you will never forget, the things that come out of their mouth. So what, like you said, what a dream spot for him to be growing up with you. So that has to be a lot of fun.
Absolutely.
The World Cup coming up.
Yes.
So that's big. So what are preparations that American Dream will be participating as that huge event comes to New Jersey?
Yeah. So, I mean, obviously we're extremely excited when the announcement came out that not only there are going to be 7 games here, but the World Cup final right next door. And, you know, we expect to be a major player in the atmosphere. You kind of got a taste for it the last couple of weeks with Copa Americas. Obviously there's 3 games at MetLife Stadium recently, Argentina, Chile, Argentina, Canada in the semifinal. And there was a lot of buzz throughout the center. You know, people need a place to congregate, and, you know, there may be 80,000 people next door, but not everybody has tickets. So you may have, when Argentina plays, 200,000 Argentinian fans in the area, and this is a great place for them to go. You know, obviously we got the dining, we got the retail, and the entertainment, that people can enjoy pregame, postgame, or just come out for the week prior to the game. We were involved, For those games, we had an activation with Univision in Merlin Court, our Court A area, where they had a soccer field and their DJs and radio shows were performing throughout. And we're in the planning stages, but we expect to be heavily involved in having various activations related to the games and incorporating, you know, our retail as well. We have a wing dedicated to luxury, the Avenue, which has a lot of international brands like Balenciaga and Ferrari with, you know, Amouage. So you've got a lot of European countries covered there and a lot of Asian countries as well. So there's going to be a lot of fun events. a lot of fun activations. And we've also converted the rink into a soccer field before. We saw the turf down for, you know, for Arena Bowl. We actually have a soccer tournament here this Sunday, New York City Footy. So, you know, I'm sure there'll be some soccer fields set up and people kicking balls around, but also activations, sales, and discounts throughout the center in the month or two of World Cup action.
Obviously, the Knicks are at the Garden, but so many major events have come to, you know, New Jersey and come to the place, as you mentioned, right next door to you. We've had a Super Bowl there. Now we're going to have a World Cup, you know, stage there. What is it about New Jersey? Of course, the Jets and the Giants, that their homes are there at you know, at the Meadowlands. What is it about this state that and that area that, you know, obviously it was swamplands at one time, right? It has been tremendous use of a place there. What are your thoughts on the whole Meadowlands complex?
No, absolutely. I mean, it's obviously a great complex, and we've shown it with these great events. And, you know, I always find it funny. I went to Indiana University, and, you know, when I went to IU, people were busting my chops about being from New Jersey. And I'm like, you don't know anything about New Jersey. Now, you know, obviously you have the attractiveness of it being, you know, we're 7 miles from New York City. So you can stay in New York City, you can come out for the games and just visit us. But the other thing is, New Jersey is the most densely populated state in the country. There's tons of people who live in New Jersey who are proud to call New Jersey home, and they're passionate about sports and great events. So not only do you have the people who live in New Jersey who are interested in coming to these great events, you have the tourists who are coming out to New Jersey and New York City. In fact, since American Dream was established in 2019, tourism in East Rutherford and this county is up 30%. So it's a destination. It has become a destination, and there's a great stadium next door. You have the racetrack, you have American Dream. There's everything in this complex, and it's easily accessible from all the major highways. You know, you look out the window, you see Route 3, New Jersey Turnpike, Route 17, you know, 287 can get here. Like there's endless ways to get to this complex, and it's great.
One last question for you, Greg. What event would be like the crown jewel for you to have at American Dream that isn't already in the works?
Yeah, so I mean, you know, with the events, anything is possible here. So we're open to any possibilities. You know, we're realistic to the extent that we're never going to have 19,000 people at an event. You know, probably more likely a couple thousand. So not looking to obviously have an NBA game or an NHL game, but we have had a practice before with the Ottawa Senators here. So maybe it's something along the lines of, you know, a practice or a G League game or a fighting competition or another Arena Bowl or another USA Curling National Championships, basically any sport we're open to. We know what the possibilities are, but the great thing about our space is it's not just the venue to watch the game. You know, we have sponsors that are basically on site. You know, if you go to Prudential Center, Madison Square Garden, yes, you could have Foot Locker as a sponsor, but you don't have a Foot Locker 100 feet away from you, or a Lululemon or a Champs or a Ferrari or a Balenciaga. And then on top of it, we also have dining right here. We have activations that we could set up throughout the center. So like the Globetrotters will be playing a game, but they'll also have a storefront, and they could do other appearances throughout the center. And there's other ways to engage with the, you know, the thousands and thousands of guests that we have come out. So that's the unique selling point when we pitch the venue. But to answer your question, as far as future events, anything is possible. We're open to it, but we're also realistic and understanding, you know, professional sports need bigger venues, and we're not at that's size.
As you may know, I work for a jazz station. I liken jazz, hockey, and curling in the same boat as if you go in person, you'll always want to go back, right?
Because absolutely.
Those events are so much fun and have caught fire. Curling is a great event. People, you know, we have the Summer Olympics starting now, but in the Winter Olympics, curling has become a huge sport for people to watch. Continue to broaden the horizons for all of us, Greg, and a lot of great fun ahead of you with that little one. You're going to have so much fun with him. And
I bet. I got two. I also have a 1.5-year-old daughter, so she keeps me. I don't sleep much, But no, there's nothing better than being a father, I'll tell you that much.
Oh, wow. That is just great. You know, I wish you the best of luck with the upcoming events here, the residency of the Harlem Globetrotters going on in American Dream. And thanks for joining us on Sports Jam.
Thank you for having me.
Sports Jam is a WBGO Studios production. You can hear all the past shows by going to wbgo.org/sportsjam or wbgo.org/studios. You can also find Sports Jam with Doug Doyle on the NPR list of podcasts or wherever you hear podcasts. Until our next Sports Jam session, I'll see you at the game.